ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه السلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother, I'm Muhammad. And today, I'm going to read to you an aphorism of Imam Ali from Nahjul Balagha. Before that, let's go ahead and listen to the Arabic words, and after that, I'm going to read you the English translation. Stay with us.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: توقوا البرد في أوله وتلقوه في آخره، فإنه يفعل في الأبدان كفعله في الأشجار، أوله يحرق وآخره يورق.
Ali alayhi salam said, "Guard against cold in its seasonal beginning and welcome it towards its end, because it affects bodies in the same way as it affects plants. In the beginning, it destroys them, but in the end, it gives them fresh leaves."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So one of the things which we learn from Imam Ali alayhi salam is to seek knowledge. Now, we find that in every field which Imam Ali undertook, and And even in whichever field we want to look, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam excelled in that field. And furthermore, none of the Prophet's companions had this superiority. Of course, this was due to the fact that the majority of the companions had entered the presence and entered the company of the Holy Prophet after spending a better part of their life, meaning they had joined the Holy Prophet when they were old. But on the other hand, we find that Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him, was with the Holy Prophet Muhammad since the beginning, right at the time of his birth. It is related that the Holy Prophet adopted Imam Ali alayhi salam in order to relieve the financial burden and pressures upon Imam Ali's father, Hazrat Abu Talib. The other companions, they only got a chance every now and then to be in the presence of the Holy Prophet. But on the other hand, Imam Ali alayhi salam used to remain with the Holy Prophet, whether he was alone or in company. As it is related that there were only two houses which were open, their doors were opened while facing the mosque of Medina, Masjidun Nabawi. One was the house of Fatima, Imam Ali, and the other was the house of the Holy Prophet. And so we find that Imam Ali was in the presence of the Holy Prophet at all times because the Prophet had said that he was the city of knowledge and Ali is its gate, and also said that one who desires knowledge should enter from that gate. And so, dear friends, we find again how Imam Ali, alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, has encouraged us to seek knowledge, for he himself was the gate to the city of knowledge. And the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was himself the city of knowledge. So we are encouraged as Muslims, as mu'mins, to go and to seek knowledge, and not just any knowledge, but most specifically, the knowledge about Islam. We need to know what our commandments are that Allah has given to us. We need to know our day-to-day shari'i religious obligations. We need to know the stances of the Holy Prophet and the Imams. We need to learn about the akhlaq, the moral and ethical qualities and standards that our Imams and the Holy Prophet Muhammad had. And so seeking knowledge, another profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei talks about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Thank you.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
We are on two sides. Either you love Ali ibn Abi Talib or you hate Ali ibn Abi Talib. That's if you know Ali ibn Abi Talib. And that is why we find a hadith from our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Annahu qal li Aliyin ya Ali la yuhibbuka illa mu'min. Wa la yubghidhuka illa munafiq. He says, oh Ali, no. That those who love you, that is a sign of iman. Yeah? And for those who hate you, that is a sign of nifaq, hypocrisy in their hearts. Now, we need to look, before we describe what is it about Imam Ali alayhi salam that makes him loved and hated at the same time so much, we need to have an introduction to understand this whole idea or this concept of this jazibiyah, as it is known in Arabic, this attraction. I don't have love for the person who curses Ali ibn Abi Talib. How? You tell me you have love for these people? The people who bomb and kill innocent Muslims and Shias in Sham, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan. I say I have love for them. Let us look everything past. No, this is not Islam. Islam wants you to take a line and take a stance and say that I will not love these type of people, and rather I will show and pray against these type of people. Now, when I meet these people, how will I behave? Naturally, the akhlaq of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam has to be maintained. Yeah? Has to be maintained, my brothers and sisters. I'm not saying we show no akhlaq to them. But in my heart, I have no room for these people. And I will not hang out with these people. I will not show friendship to these people unless they begin to change their way. Yeah? So this is the second group of people. People who only have the power of attraction. Then there's a third group of people. The third group of people are people who only have the power of repulsion. You meet them and you want to run away from them. They don't know how to talk. They don't know how to do anything. These are the people who don't have friends, don't make friends, and don't want friends. They would rather be all by themselves. In fact, these are the people who have no akhlaq. Because if they had an ounce of akhlaq, people would be willing to spend some time with them. But these are people who absolutely do not have the characteristic and the conduct of the Ahlul Bayt, and these are the people who we should avoid. There's a hadith which comes from our first Imam Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Annahu qal, a'ajazu an-nasi man ajaza 'anil iktisab al-ikhwan. The weakest of man is he who is too weak to attract a friend, he says. It's the weakest of man. He is too weak to even attract somebody to become his friend. And then he continues, وَأَعْجَزُ مِنْهُ مَنْ ضَيَّعَ مَنْ ظَفِرَ بِهِ مِنْهُمْ. And still weaker is the one who loses friends and becomes isolated. Why? Because they have no akhlaq. Yeah? You don't want to spend time with them. Why would you want to spend time with them? Somebody who doesn't treat you well. So these are the people who absolutely repel everybody else.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.